Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsworth, dictating an endoscopy report on Emerson Perella. Date of birth is 7/24/1980. Date of procedure November 1st, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsworth. Referring physician is Dr. Philip Knight. Procedure performed is esophagogastrodynoscopy with biopsies. Indication history of GERD, abdominal pain. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period. Patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated per anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. Period. A well lubricated Olympus video gastric soap was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus. Period. Retroflexy was obtained of the cardioperitoneal aorta suction from the stomach before retroscope. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Unremarkable upper and mid esophagus. Next line. Irregular Z-line at 44 centimeters from the bite block with a tongue of salmon-colored mucosa approximately 1.5 centimeters in length. This was biopsied to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there is gastric erythema. Such was cold biopsies of the antrum body to rule out H. pylori. Next line, unremarkable ampulla. Next line, unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Of note, there were multiple prominent folds in the duodenum. Which flattened after insufflation. Next line. Plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line will increase PPI to 40 milligrams daily given continued heartburn despite 20 milligrams taken daily. Instruct the patient to take this 30 minutes before breakfast. Next line. Likely will need repeat endoscopy in 3 to 5 years if Barrett's is found. Next line, avoid NSAIDs, anti-reflux precautions. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled.